We are here at the California Nevada Credit Union League's annual conference Reach here in Hollywood, California. And Mr. Terrence Roche from Cornerstone Advisors is here.
How you doing, sir? Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. I think we're kind of making this an annual event now.
Yeah, now it's in Hollywood City.
Right on. Right on. So wait a minute, you just got here. I was going to ask you how the conference is going, but you had some airline challenges this morning.
We won't go into airline problems.
Because everybody can kind of relate to that type of stuff. So we'll leave that on the doorstep. All right, let's talk about your presentation today, the 2019 Deposit War. And then it's period good. What does that mean? Or is that a typo?
Oh, I think that's a typo.
Okay.
I think, Mike, what we've been talking about a lot lately is just deposits and what is going to happen in 19.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you see a number of things kind of coming together at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
One is the cost of funds in credit unions has gone up 5 basis points in 6 months. There was a very benign rate scenario for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'd expect when the September 30 numbers come out, we'll have gone from 50 basis points to 57 basis points overall cost of funds just in 2018, which if you think about it, for every $100 million in assets that you have, mm-hmm. you just added $70,000 in expense.
Goodness.
And at the same time, the loan-to-share ratio has gone from 82 to 85 this year, which is traditionally mm-hmm. high in banks. It's over 90, meaning we're loaned out.
Mm-hmm.
And the large banks, the commercial banks, have turned their eyes to the deposit base, and it is the number one topic almost everywhere
really?
We go. Yeah,
because you got to compensate for the lending, right?
Well, and you can argue, well, if rates go up, our loan rates go up, and our margin stays the same, and I guess that's true to an extent. But there's a couple other things playing in too. The online banks are getting very active, and the low-cost environment they can use to pay rate doesn't matter when everybody's getting 0.25% of the money market.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It does matter when I just saw one advertisement this morning that one of the online banks is paying 2% on savings. And that's in an industry where the cost of funds in the credit union industry right now is 55 basis points.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they can flex their muscles a lot more in a rising rate or a higher rate environment and make a difference. And the top 10 online banks, I think, have 9% of all deposits, and they are growing by that much.
Mm-hmm.
But the third thing that we're really seeing is how good the big banks, and particularly the big three, have become at retail and guarding retail deposits. Bank of America, I just saw a release that they grew their deposit base this year, $34 billion. Now, some of that was brokered, so you got to factor that out.
Right, right.
But three banks control 38% of the deposits in the country right now. They're good at retail. So all of this is kind of coming together right now. And when we're with our clients, particularly in planning, the topic is, what are we going to do about
mm-hmm,
deposits?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that nobody can figure out is how much is the pot going to grow in the next year to 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the exact number, but there's probably about $13 trillion in deposits in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
What no one knows is, how big a growth pot are we fighting over? Is 13 becoming 13.5, or is it staying where it is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know it, looking at my savings habits, it's not going up. But I think all of this is kind of coming together, and people are saying, boy, we are back to a funding war, a funding issue,
mm-hmm.
and we've really got to turn our focus to it again.
Yeah, because for so long now, it's been, let's lend, let's get the loans out, ever since the recession. You know,
and there was a very inert deposit base who said, well, I don't need to leave to get 30 basis points instead of 25
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, I went out on bankrate.com just, I was thinking about our talk, and if you look at the top 10 banks offering 6-month CDs and money markets, half of them are online subsidiaries of other banks. It's X Bank, a division of Iberia, X Bank, a division of Flushing,
mm-hmm.
and it's just another factor in there, although if I'm a credit union, I'm thinking that's not our model. We're about relationships.
Right.
We're not about making up an alter ego and going two states over and buying accounts with rate. But so that's really the big thing that we see our clients talking about, and we're talking about with
mm-hmm.
our clients.
Mm-hmm. So what are a couple of takeaways? Are there any solutions to this, or is it just business as usual, or where do we go from here?
Well, you know, I think there are a few things. One is, clearly, branch focus has to be back on getting the first relationship, because it is still a fact that less than 10% of all accounts opened by credit unions, deposit accounts that mm-hmm. is, mm-hmm. are opened outside a branch. I think one thing we have to start thinking about is that number is going to change. Every time I do a presentation on any kind of future look, mm-hmm. and I have a credit union audience, and I ask them, what percentage of your deposit accounts do you think will initiate being opened somewhere other than a branch in 3 to 5 years? And mm-hmm. the average I get is 40 to 50%. So you think what's going to happen between 40 to 50%, mm-hmm. that's big. So yeah. it is big branch focus. I think it is also, we need to get our ducks in a row for online sales and fulfillment of deposit accounts. My own opinion is that maybe members, when they start the first relationship, are still going to want to go down and meet somebody and do it in the branch, but the second account, the cross-sell, yep. the relationship management, that's going digital.
You yeah, and I do it all on your own.
You mm-hmm. and I use our phones for everything. Mm-hmm. So that's one. I think another is the more it goes online, the more service and experience are the same. Meaning, if I go into a branch, how you take care of me mm-hmm. is how I'm going to rate you.
Sure.
It's the tool when I'm using mobile. How good was the offer? How easy was it to mm-hmm. fulfill? And we see a lot of our clients now saying, let's just break down every step in selling and fulfilling something mm-hmm. online and mm-hmm. ask, if we were comparing to Amazon or we were comparing to a fintech, how are we doing? Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of focus there. And I think a third thing is payments. And by that, I mean integrate the payments experience and ease into the apps, meaning Venmo or Zelle, mm-hmm. any way mm-hmm. I want to move money mm-hmm. is a very seamless effort. And I have all due respect for the fact that most of our credit union clients look and say, easy for you to say, Mr. Consultant, Zelle is very expensive, mm-hmm. and the fact is it is. Mm-hmm. However, I think if you look at a real focus on that, a real focus on getting the online experience, I think maybe for the cross-sell, for the next account,
yep.
very easy fulfillment, get payments really tapped in. And I think the other thing is everybody's talking about business intelligence, mm-hmm. what can we do with it? Mm-hmm. I think using business intelligence to start identifying members who might have been complacent with their deposit dollars but who might move mm-hmm. and proactively going after them, BI to stop the outflow,
yep.
is a huge, huge opportunity, mm-hmm. I think. So there's no magic, there's no one magic thing you can do, no one big rock you can push and get it all done. But I think keep your eye to the experience that fintech and big banks offer. Chase offers a great experience. Mm-hmm. B of A offers a great experience. Mm-hmm. But I think if you kind of take those four in tandem with a lot of management focus, I think we can hold and maybe grow our share of deposits.
Very cool. And it's funny that you bring up the whole predictive thing, because we just had Kirk Trake and Karan Bala in here from CU Rise and CU 2.0, and they were talking about the exact same thing, kind of stem that, the outflow, and using that predictive, using the data to say, to predict like who might leave and why, and then capture them before they...
Mike, we do some benchmarking, and one of the questions we ask is, what's the open-close ratio of deposit accounts in a branch? Mm-hmm. Meaning, in order to, for every 100 accounts you close, how many do you open or mm-hmm. whatever? Mm-hmm. But the ratio, and it always floors me, is that for every 140 accounts a credit union opens, mm-hmm. not the $5 share draft, take that out
right,
of the
equation,
they close 100. That's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot of work. Yeah. So closing the back door is every bit as important as the front door. And I think it's a great first use of BI, because
I agree.
BI is a powerful tool, but it really starts to get traction in credit unions when executives can say, there are one or two very concrete things I can go after.
They want
that's
proof. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good stuff, Terrence. Man, good stuff. Look forward to your presentation this afternoon.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure having you in the studio.
And I'm looking forward to going over to the walk and seeing your star on the in the sidewalk and, making sure that it's being well taken care of.
Yeah,
you've
drew
been
it
a long time.
I drew it in chalk last night on the sidewalk, and it's already been trampled
that the
on.
One, yeah, the kind of
exactly.
The one that's not drawn right that says Mike.
Misspelled.
Misspelled.
Exactly.
All right.
All right, Terrence, thank you
so
much.
Well done.